Good afternoon. I'm Maynell Harper, the Aging Services Director at Your Person County Senior Center, and we'd like to share with you some information about senior services during this time. We have updated our mask policy for participants here at the Senior Center. If you are fully vaccinated, you are not required to wear a mask inside the center. If you are not fully vaccinated, you must wear a mask while in the building. Everyone entering will still have a thermal body temperature scan, and of course, if anyone has COVID symptoms or COVID exposure, they must not come to the center. So, if you are fully vaccinated, the choice to wear a mask is yours. We want you to feel comfortable. Folks who are not vaccinated must wear masks. Don't forget to check our Facebook page for the June activity calendar. It includes both a schedule of on-site activities and videos of classes, activities, and programs. If you would like to be added to our email list, please give us a call at 336-599-7484. One of the many important resource services we have available are our caregiver services. If you are a caregiver of someone with any type of dementia or another chronic condition, the Person County Senior Center hosts two support groups. We are resuming in-person caregiver support group meetings this month. Meet with Angela and Maynell on second Wednesdays. That's today, June 9th this month at 5:30 p.m. Or meet with Maynell on fourth Thursdays, June 24th this month at 6 p.m. Both groups will be meeting at the Senior Center. However, you can call the center to request information or to speak with Maynell or Angela about specific needs if you can't make these caregiver support meetings. We offer resources, referrals, and assistance, as well as information to help older adults and their families understand the aging process and the help that is available. The Veterans Affairs Office for Person County is located here at the Senior Center as well. And as of March, we have a new VA officer here. Vicki Harris is here Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings. Call us at 336-599-7484 to schedule an appointment with Vicki. We are slowly and carefully adding on-site activities. We want to see as many of you as possible, but we want to do that safely. Currently, the gym is open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and from 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. on Fridays. Extended evening hours on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., will resume in July. Some of your favorite group exercise classes have returned, and we've added some new choices. Group Fitness with Amy is at 8:30 a.m. on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Group Exercise with Joyce is available at 9:30 a.m. on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. Currently, we are restricting capacity to 18 participants in these classes, but we're going to reevaluate that in July. So what do we have new for you? Well, how about Women in Weights with Lisa? This class is available on Tuesdays and Thursdays at both 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. The class is offered in 3-week sessions and has a nominal cost of just $2. Lisa teaches women the importance of both strength and interval training as we age. This class also helps train you on how to use the gym equipment properly. Gym classes are full, so if you are interested, please give us a call at 336-599-7484 to reserve your space in the July session. Another new and popular group exercise class is cardio drumming on Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. with me, Maynell. We furnish everything you need, and this class can be modified to accommodate all. Some stand and drum, some sit and drum, and some do both. Great music and sweaty, heart-pumping, endorphin-producing fun. This class is open to both men and women. Evening line dancing classes return Thursdays at 6 p.m. in July. Ruby will be teaching this summer, so come join her at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. First class is July 1st. Whether you are a veteran line dancer or just getting started, you'll be welcome. June puzzle packs are available in our main lobby, and if you enjoy jigsaw puzzles, we've been giving them away since last spring. Come see if we have one you might enjoy. Don't forget to pick up a June activity calendar while you're here. So what else is happening this week? In addition to the gym and group exercise opportunities, Wednesday Mahjong at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, Wednesday Ladies Lunch Bridge at 9:30 a.m., Pinochle at 6 p.m. next Tuesday, and every other Thursday bridge at 1 p.m. will be here again on June 17th. Oil painting lessons with Frank started back again in May. New sessions begin this Thursday. Actually, last Thursday, June 3rd at 10:15 a.m. or 12:45 p.m. Cost is $60 for the month, and you provide your materials. Call us at 336-599-7484 for more information or to get in on the most recent sessions. Do you enjoy our craft and recipe videos on Facebook? So far this month, we've made a patriotic door hanger and infused fitness water. Try out the inexpensive patriotic door hanger craft to be ready for Flag Day on June 14th. Tuesday, June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon that day, we will have a drive-through event. Come drive through our parking lot and receive a bag full of free goodies and important information. Did you know that for every case of elder abuse that is reported, it is estimated that 23 more go unreported? Learn the facts and help us all. Climate-controlled cornhole is June 11th and June 25th this month at 11 a.m. Players of all skill levels are welcome. And it's time for bingo! That's right. Luau Bingo Party will be here at 11 a.m. on June 18th. Besides bingo, there will be hula dancing and tropical-themed snack bags. We hope to bring back our weekly schedule of bingo in the social hall in July. More details to come. A huge, huge thank you to the many volunteers who have helped us get meals out daily, the volunteers who have helped us make reassurance phone calls, the volunteers who have helped us with our staggered reopening throughout the pandemic, and the volunteers who continue to teach our classes. These are vital services for both our most vulnerable clients and our more active participants. We could not have continued throughout the last year without our wonderful volunteers. We want all our volunteers to know how much we appreciate them. We really do. This year would have been impossible without you. This year, Senior Center volunteers have given the center and you and Person County over 6,500 hours of volunteer service. If you have questions or concerns, please call us at 336-599-7484. I'm Maynell Harper from the Person County Senior Center, and we hope you'll give us a call. If we can't help you, we will try to get you to the resources that can. And please remember, we offer activities and classes on Facebook if you are not quite ready to come back in person. And remember, here at Person County Senior Center, you are never too old to play and learn. Have a great day.